Do you think Skagway should move forward with the proposed $6 million senior center and housing facility? Do you agree with taking out a bond and possibly raising mill rates to fund the project? Why or why not? And we'll start with Tim.
Well, I also serve on the finance committee, and I think I mentioned earlier revenue streams. We can't just bond and bond and bond. Bond means debt, you know, and it comes with usually a 30-year note. And I think some people seem to think, well, we'll bond it and everything's hunky-dory. Well, we have to pay that bond. And that requires usually several hundred thousand dollars a year. The senior center, we figured if we raise the mill rate, we designated it's definitely a need. If we raise the property tax 1.4 mils, that would pay for the bond for the senior center. And we put it up to a vote for the public, and if that goes, that's a responsible way of paying for it, and we can settle down our debt with the small, we're at 7 mils right now. We have one of the lowest mill rates in Southeast. So if the voters think that we need it and are willing to pay for it, I think that's one way, but it's not the only way. We have other options that we could possibly do, but I think that's the most responsible and forthright way to do it.
Okay, Orion?
I think a senior center is overdue for a town with the resources Skagway has. To have no sort of senior center at all, to share it with a daycare where they have to move out of, is we've really missed the boat on that. It should have been a priority ahead of some of the other projects that have gone forth, I think. But I wholeheartedly agree with Assemblyman Cochran. And I remember the meeting where Spencer and Tim were very much advocates that we had to have a different revenue stream to pay for it. I think we all need to be very aware of the fiscal problems our state's in, and there are going to be budget cuts. We don't know how it's going to go. The legislature has not figured it out, and the governor is slashing budgets because that's his only avenue to get there. It's most likely that our state credit rating goes down at least one notch, and it could too, and that could result in our bond debt doubling. And that's a very real possibility. You know, there's a lot of other things being discussed, but for every one of these projects we discuss, a senior center, a rec center expansion, a vocational education building, an RV park, and then the elephant in the room, the remediation and the ORDOC, these are millions and millions of dollars, and we've got to pick. So when you vote, think about that. We've got some big things ahead that are infrastructure that are necessary. The fixing the harbor and the ORDOC is going to be very expensive. That said, I think a senior center is very important. I've heard it said, you judge a community on how you take care of your young and how you take care of your old. And we have a great school, and we have no senior center.
David?
Well, I'd like to commend those that that worked on it. It's a very attractive project, and I think it would make a great addition to the town. I see a study back on the back table by Novogradic and Company, who are a consulting firm that deals primarily in Section 42 type housing, and there may be a better way to get the financing for the housing portion of that property or that project. And I also think that I'm concerned with our bonding level, which is $30 million or somewhere in that range, and how we're going to pay that going forward, and what the priority of projects should be. And in my mind, the most important projects are the waterfront related projects, which are getting the floating docks built and getting the harbor cleaned up. So I wouldn't be opposed at all to that very attractive community center. But I do think that I would prioritize those other projects ahead of it in terms of funding.